Hello there. Let's listen to another exciting story of Abraham.
Daddy, take me on a story trip.
All right, Joey. Here we go. Well, what do you see, Joey?
I don't see anything yet. What do you see?
Well, I see Abraham coming home from a battle. He has his nephew Lot with him and all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. The king of Sodom is coming out to meet Abraham. And look over there. There's another king coming.
Who is it, Daddy?
His name is Melchizedek, king of Salem. He's priest of the Most High God. Now look, Abraham is bowing down to him and giving him a tenth of all of the spoils of battle. Now look, Melchizedek has bread and wine and is serving communion. Listen, he's blessing Abraham.
Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand.
Now the king of Sodom is offering all the spoils of battle to Abraham.
I will not take even a thread of your things, not even a shoelace, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich. The Lord God of heaven will take care of all my needs.
I like that story. Abraham was really a great man and so brave.
Yes, he was, Joey. Abraham trusted in God, and with a small handful of men conquered a great army. Abraham took none of the spoils of battle. He trusted completely in God to supply his needs.
The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Jesus loves you and died for you to take away your sins. God loves you and wants to give you the best gift he has, his son Jesus and everlasting life. Do you want to trust in God for this? Then let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I take you as my own Savior. Come into my heart and make it clean and new. Thank you for going to the cruel cross for me and taking the punishment for my sins. And thank you for your gift to me of everlasting life. Amen.